At one stage I did an exercise with myself, and that was I thought back over my life and thought about which were the moments where I was happiest. And as I did that little exercise, I realized the moments when I'm at my happiest, at my peak happiness, is when I'm singing kirtan. And so I realized that kirtan is the thing that brings me the greatest fulfillment and happiness. Just being there with other people, sharing kirtan, seeing their own happiness unfold, seeing their hearts open as they become free. They become free of fears and anxieties for that time while they're singing, while they're present, as they become peaceful and their hearts open with joy, with love. That just gives me the greatest fulfillment and sense of purpose and meaning that I'm able to contribute to other people's happiness in life. My dad gave me the name Prahlad. Prahlad means one who gives happiness. And so the way I try to live up to my namesake is by sharing the happiness of kirtan. Kirtan is an ancient form of meditation that has been practiced for thousands of years. We sing mantras. Man means mind and tra means to free. So kirtan frees the mind of what? It frees the mind of anxiety. It frees the mind of fear. Recently I sung kirtan on top of the Great Wall of China. And as I was standing on this massive edifice, thousands of kilometers long, I saw it as an embodiment of fear and greed. These human emotions, these are conditioned emotions which cover the soul. They have become like walls around the soul. Fear and greed. We put them up around us. We try to defend ourselves, to protect ourselves. Kirtan brings those walls down, takes away the fear, takes away the greed, allows the pure soul to shine forth. The soul has nothing to fear. The soul needn't be greedy. The soul is full of love. When you're full of love, you don't have to fear. You don't have anything, you don't have an idea to take, but rather to give and to share. So the more people do kirtan, the more people become loving and free, the better the world will be as a place to live. Thank you. people at the end of a kirtan session to take the positive experience with them, to carry it with them in their hearts, and to act as a beacon in society, a beacon of light, someone who's giving to others, helping to uplift others, to contribute to others, rather than taking or creating more darkness, to carry that light in their own lives by practicing kirtan. You don't need a big group, just a few other people, friends, family. You can even sing kirtan by yourself. I often do it at home with the harmonium, and you can experience the same bliss, the same upliftment. What's really important in kirtan is that attitude of surrender. You're giving your heart, you're giving your mind, you're giving your soul in that sound vibration to the divine, just letting go. That's where the bliss comes in. If we're trying to taste the bliss, to taste the bliss itself, then it doesn't really happen. Or maybe it happens, but not to the extent that is really possible. But when you just let go and let yourself be, not thinking of tomorrow or yesterday, but just be present, hearing the sound, feeling the sound, singing with your heart, that's where the magic happens. And kirtan really is full of magic.